Here today, this morning, at the beginning of this series of conversations, we want to invite you to do it now. Now, we're not talking about motivation. We're not talking about getting off your butt and going to do something just to get something done. What we're talking about is doing what it is that you like to do simply because you like it, and for no other reason, for no other reason than that. So, when we have these conversations with our wonderful physical friends, one of the things that we notice that happens quite often is that you will be very cautious about what you do because, having intellectually understood the power of your thought, you want to make sure that you get your thoughts right. So today we're going to start off this series of conversations by talking about what happens when you decide to just do something because you want to do it and for no other reason than that. And in so doing, what we're really recommending here is to suspend your examination of motivation, because that's where a lot of the paralysis comes from. Now, again, we want to remind you that in this conversation, we're not talking about motivation. We're not talking about how to get motivated to get something done. We're talking about just literally paying attention to what feels better and doing that and only that. And we're also not talking about thoughts that feel better or words that feel better in the saying, although you could certainly apply them to this. We're talking about pure physical action, the least powerful part of your experience, the part that is the most interesting, however, and is often the most delicious. Because when you take a piece of toast and you spread some jam over it that you particularly like, and you bite into the toast and it gives you a satisfying crunch, you've just actually done something that you wanted to do simply because you wanted to do it, and you didn't stop and motivate and analyze and measure and check to see why or wherefore or what it was about. You just put the bread in the toaster or under the broiler. You got out the bottle of jam. You smeared it on your piece of toast, and you just enjoyed the heck out of it. And that's really all there is to it. This is what we're talking about today. Now, one of the things we also want to remind you is that in looking at your reality, what you're going to always see is the same thing over and over and over again. It's something quite amazing and something quite powerful and something quite wonderful. And in so noticing, what you're doing is giving yourself the gift of paying attention to this, knowing that you're in the right place at the right time, in the right way, right now. So as you notice this, and as you pay attention to this, and you just do what it is that you want to do fearlessly, not motivationally, not motivated to become fearless, but just doing what you want to do simply because you want to do it, the feedback that you will get from the universe that surrounds you will be quite astounding. One of the things that we think will probably happen is you will begin to feel better immediately, because you're doing something in alignment with yourself. And you're using the power of action, which is not a strong power, which is not a huge power, which is not a transformational power, but it's a really fun power right there on the ground. And you're doing something that you like to do, and so you're enjoying the doing of it, and the liking of it, and the having of it. See, it's just like that. You let yourself have the experience, and you know that you're in the right place at the right time, in the right way, right then, right there, right at that moment. And it just keeps getting better and better and better and better. So instead of thinking about what you should be doing, instead of trying to figure out how to get there, instead of trying to understand why you're doing what you're doing, all you're doing is actually just this one thing, this one magical, marvelous, delicious, delightful thing, the thing that you like to do. Now, again, we want to emphasize, this is not a superpower. A superpower is in your thought. The words that you say are even more powerful than the actions that you take. It's the exact opposite of what you learned and taught yourself in the chaotic universe, where all action was designed to protect you. When you're doing action because it's fun, it's actually quite delicious. And again, you get instant feedback, and it's really wonderful, and it does help you feel better. But of course, we're not talking about taking action to feel better. We're talking about taking action because it feels better in the taking of it. Not looking at your motivations is a very, very, very easy thing to do. It may not be something that you're habituated to, and it may not be something that you're accustomed to, but it is nonetheless a very, very, very easy, easy, easy thing to do. Just doing something because you like it is marvelous. It's magical, in fact, and it's something that you have immediate access to. There's something that you want to do right now, and we would suggest that you do it. That may be continuing to listen to this recording, and that may be switching the whole thing off and just saying, I'm going to go do something else. Either way, it's exactly right. Whatever it is that you like at that moment is good. Now, we know that through this series of conversations that you will be asking yourself questions like, how do I really know this is what I like? The fastest way to find out is to just do whatever it is that's sitting there right in front of you. And because the feedback is so instantaneous, you will know very quickly whether or not this is something you want to do more of. If you're accustomed to sort of berating yourself and trying to get it right and trying to do it perfectly, this may not quite turn out the way you want it to, but in fact, it will turn out the way you want it to if you will let yourself have the experience that you actually want, if you will give yourself permission to have the amazing experience of just doing what you want to do simply because you want to do it. So throughout the questions in this series of conversations, we do invite you to bring your opinions about this topic to the table. We invite you to bring the contrast to the table and let it be revealed. Let yourself feel what it is that you're feeling in response to the very simple idea, because we know that each of you have a reaction to this. But the very simple idea that what you're doing could actually be dangerous, that it could be harmful, that you could really mess yourself up, that you could upset your pony cart or apple cart, that you could, in fact, do something that will hurt someone else, not to mention yourself. And let's look at those things. Let's bring them out on the table. Let's use this as an opportunity to really notice that your intuition is always right on. And that's all we're talking about here. But we're talking about the application of your intuition in sort of the laziest way. And you know, if you've listened to us talk, that we like the word lazy. Lazy is a very good word. When you do something just because you want to do it, you are really, truly giving to the universe of your thoughts the real power to get whatever it is done that you want done. And of course, the universe of your thoughts doesn't get anything done. It simply rearranges everything for you and brings you the experience that you have intended to have. And if you're doing what it is that you want to do just because you want to do it and for no other reason, if that's all that's going on here, this gets really simple, and you get to have what it is that you're wanting. Pay attention to what feels better. Does it feel better to stand up? Does it feel better to sit down? And then do it. You don't have to pay a lot of attention. You don't have to pay great deals of attention. You don't have to give oodles and scads of attention to this. Examining your motives and checking for motivation and trying to figure out what will happen is not what we're talking about. We're talking about taking action because it feels better to take action. And some of the action that you may end up taking may look very, very, very actionless indeed. But nonetheless, if you're doing what you want to do, you're on the right track in the right way right here and right now. So we invite you to bring your questions. We invite you to think about these things, but we mostly invite you to do what feels better, simply because it feels better, and to do it now. To not wait. Now, what we like to say at the end of these conversations, because it is always in fact the case, is that as good as all of this is, and it is amazing, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.